Appreciate that good singing this morning. You enjoy that? Say amen. 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 You love Him this morning? Amen. Come on, y'all wake up just a little bit. Do you love Him this morning? Amen. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, He's been mighty good to me. And from the looks of it, He's been mighty good to you. He's been too good to some of you. Amen. Amen. Somebody, a wise man once said, you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't wipe your friends under the couch. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 18 this morning. Proverbs chapter number 18. Before we even read the text this morning, let me, this really got nothing to do with the message. I'm going to talk about friendship a little bit this morning, but just let me mention to you something about friendship. Friendship is the mortar that holds all relationships together. Amen. Somebody, a young couple came in the office and said, "Preacher, we want to get married. We're in love." Well, are you friends? Yeah. Let me say that again. Are you friends? Well, one of these days you're going to get old and you're going to get ugly. Amen. All that thumping heartbeat, it's going to die out. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. You'd just soon sleep on the couch, not because she made you. Amen. I'm not that way, honey. Don't you even think that. But that relationship better be built on a friendship, or that relationship will not last. Amen. I'm glad to say tonight, this morning, that my wife is just about my best friend. In this whole wide world, she's my best friend. We don't depend on the activities of our children to hold us together. Amen. Some people build their lives around a ball field. We built our lives around Jesus Christ and each other. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 18. That's just some advice this morning. Proverbs chapter 18. And we're going to look at one verse of Scripture this morning. The Bible said, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Well, let's just stop right there. I had a lady in the church one time. They came for a while, and she said she was leaving the church. And I said, why? She said, I don't have any friends in the church. And I said, well, I can't believe that. I said, it was some of the friendliest people I know anywhere. I can't believe you can't make a friend. I said, stick it out a few more weeks and see what happens. Well, I didn't go tell anybody, hey, go be her friend. I just watched, and I watched her. And, she, you know, some people's personality is just not outgoing. Some people just kind of hide in the corner, and it's almost like they're invisible. They're not seen because they seemingly don't want to be seen. And I went back and I gave her that scripture and I said, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Amen. It's hard to gain friendship when you're a sourpuss. Amen. Everybody just kind of, Rusty is like a magnet. I mean, he is. Everybody just kind of draws to Rusty because he's an idiot. I just can't think of a better word. I mean, it's always a joke. It's always a laugh. It's always a smile. We were singing a while ago. And whose baby have you got? Lyric. That's Lyric. He had Lyric and had his little legs and was dancing them to the tune of the... you just can't even look at him. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to be his friend. He makes it easy to be around. Now listen, I love having friends, and I don't want my life to be a burden to my friends. Have you got any friends that honestly it's a chore? Yes, sir. Nod your head. It's a chore. You love them, but it's like work to be around them. Amen. Come on, can I get a witness? Yeah. It's never laugh, cut up, and have a good time. It's always hear my trouble. Yeah. And it should be that way sometimes, but not all the time. I'm just saying this morning, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. That ain't friendly. Amen? Listen, some of y'all need to back up out there and look at the sign of the church you belong to. The name of it is Happy Valley Baptist Church. I've got way off this morning. I do not know why. Maybe somebody needs to get your happy britches on. I don't know. Amen? Maybe somebody just needs to take a happy pill or something and get a hold of this thing. Hey, we're saved by the grace of God on our way to heaven. Yes, the world's full of trouble, but I've got glory in my soul. Amen. Got something to be happy about. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. I want friends, so I better be friendly. Amen. Now look at the last part of the verse. The Bible said, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Does anybody know right off the top of your head who that friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Does anybody know who the Bible's referring to right there? He's referring to a friend none other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself. Tell you a little bit about Jesus this morning. First of all, He's my Savior. You know what a Savior is? A Savior's like a superhero. We went to Nick and Amber's, don't know where they at, went to Nick and Amber's housewarming, they're in children's church, went to their housewarming yesterday, and Nick said, I want to show you my man cave. Reminded me of my four-year-old grandson's playroom. Said, that ain't a man cave, that's a boy hut. Amen. Superheroes all the way around. He got a Superman in there that tall. Superman, Batman, all kind of monsters and things around the wall. And a superhero. You know what a superhero does? He swoops in at the last minute. Man, when you're just about to go down for the last time, your life's a wreck, the enemy is about to choke the last breath out of you, and here comes Superman just right on time. Amen. Amen. Somebody said Jesus came in like Superman and He's coming back like the Lone Ranger. Hallelujah. Amen. A superhero is somebody who rescues you from a serious dilemma. I just want to say Jesus rescued me from the most serious dilemma in my life when He saved my soul. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my King. He's my Lord. Hallelujah. He's my Comforter. Amen. But I'm not going to speak about all that this morning. The greatest of all is He's my friend. He's my friend. Everybody, every man born of woman has a desire in his heart to be loved. Amen? Every man. You know, they say that children have that oftentimes that are born with an illness and they're stuck in a hospital for so long and in incubators and all that, and they don't get that initial love from the mother. Do you know they say that children a lot of times will grow up and have psychological problems? Why? Everybody has a desire to be loved. They tell me, or I know it for a fact, when a baby horse, a colt, is born, if you get your hands on it before the mother does, they call it imprinting. In other words, you take that little baby colt and you just rub your hands all over it, and that colt will be loyal to you for the rest of its life. Wow. That's a fact. Amen. Why? It has a desire for affection. It has a desire to be loved. I want to be loved, and you may be tough and think you're all bad. Oh, I don't need anybody to love me. Oh, yes, you do. Whether you want to admit it or not, now I've got good news for you this morning. There is somebody that loved you. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. A friend, I'm telling you, my best friend loves you too. Amen. We have a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Now, I've got a lot of June and July friends. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I've got a lot of sunshiny day friends. I've got a lot of warm summer breeze friends. But there's very few of those December, January, dark, cold night friends. Amen. Amen? There's times when nobody can help me and nobody can understand me. I've got men in this church I could call at any time. They'd drop whatever they're doing and come to my aid. Right.
Amen.
Brother Tommy Mann would do anything I ask him to do. If I said, Brother Tommy, I need you to come down here and stand on your head while I preach, he'd do it. Yeah. Brother Tommy, come down here and stand. Let's see. Friendship's not friendship till it's tested. Amen. Amen. I could call Brother Greg Nix, Brother Stacy Bullock. I could call any of these men. Hey, they'd be there in a heartbeat. Amen. If I got a ticket, I could call Brother Sanchez. I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't. If I got a ticket in Villa Rica, I wouldn't call and say, Brother Sanchez, can you fix it? But I know he could. And I know he would. Amen. He's the only one in the building not nodding his head. Amen. He's saying, preacher, you're on the radio. Shut up. Amen. If I needed some advice about different things, if I needed a tree cut down out of my yard, and I've already put this one to the test, had a big old pine tree about that big around leaning toward my house, I called Brother Jason. I said, Brother Jason, you got time to cut down a tree? He said, I'll be there in about 10 minutes. He come over and cut down the tree. He left it where it laid, but he cut the tree down. Amen. Good thing it wasn't across the driveway. Amen. It did fall in the woods. In other words, I've got friends in different areas that can do things that I need done. My car breaks down, my truck tears up, I can call Stacy, he can turn a wrench. I can call Dwayne, he can turn a wrench, he knows how to fix something. I need some concrete. I call Allen. I just got people that I can call for different things. I need my roof fixed. I can call Brother Craig. I can call Brother D. I got things need done. I've got people who fit that situation, but there are situations in my life that I do not have a physical friend for. Amen. I get to these spiritual places in my heart. I get in these dilemmas in my life. I get those foggy, dark days when I don't want to get out of bed. There's only one friend I have that can handle the situation, and his name is Jesus. And it just as sure as he's my friend this morning, he's your friend too. Charles Weigel wrote years ago, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would love to tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. I'm glad I have a friend this morning who can do something nobody else can do. He's not a fair weather friend. He's a dark hour friend. Hey, he loves me when I'm good. Amen. You ever get the feeling some of your friends, they love you just because? They love you as long as? Amen. I learned in high school that I had some friends because I had a car. They got a car, never seen them again. Y'all all right? You find out you got lots of friends because you got a pool. Somebody talk to me right there. You got lots of friends when you got a swimming pool. Say amen, Brother Randy. All kind of friends. Fill it up with dirt and see who comes to see you. Amen. I'm going to start raising catfish in mine. Hallelujah. You got a lot of friends who are your friend just because of what they can benefit from you. Amen. I got a picture on my trail camera behind my house of a big 8-pointer. It's a 9-pointer. It's about that big, big old trophy buck. I bet you I got a lot of friends who like to come see me in the next few weeks. Amen. But Jesus is a friend not because of what I have. Because I don't have anything he doesn't have. Are you listening? I don't have anything to offer him. He has it all. He has all power. He has all wisdom. He has all knowledge. He has all might. He's got it all. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need my strength. He doesn't need my good looks. He doesn't need my knowledge. He doesn't need my wisdom. He doesn't need my preaching ability. He doesn't need my money. I mean, he's got everything he could ever need, but yet he still chooses to be my friend. Amen. Ashley and Elizabeth and Brother Todd sing that song, Give Me a Drink. Give me a drink of that living water. Talking about the lady at the well. It said, he knew me. He knew me, yet he loved me anyway. He knew me, yet he loved me anyway. That's a friend. That's a friend. A friend like Jesus, he loves you when you're good. And he loves you when you're bad. Amen. He loves you when you do right. He loves you when you do wrong. He loves you when you're happy. He loves you when you're sad. He loves you when you're up. He loves you when you're down. No matter what, he loves you. He loves you when you're righteous. He loves you when you're unrighteous. He loves you when you're clean. He loves you when you're filthy. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank God. He loves you when you're obedient. And he loves you when you're disobedient. Yes, sir. Why? Because you're not only his friend, you're his child. Amen. Amen. No matter what my son does, how stupid it may be, he's kind of grown out of a lot of that, mostly. But he's my son. Yes, sir. Amen. And you better not mess with him. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hey, that's the kind of friend Jesus is to me. Yes, amen. I'm talking about a true friend this morning. Let me tell you what my friend did for me that nobody else could do. He stepped in and did something that nobody else could do for me. Brother Charles Dyer's my friend. My mother was always my friend. I mean, I was one of those teenagers. I didn't get in a whole lot of trouble because I told Mama everything I did. I don't know why she'd come in and say, "How was your day?" Well, I cheated on a test. Whatever. I told her everything I'd done. That's pretty stupid, ain't it? But I did. Anyway, there are certain things Mama couldn't do for me. There were certain things Brother Charles can't do. There's certain things Stacy couldn't do. I'll tell you what Jesus did. Jesus favored me with such a great salvation. I said He favored me with such a great salvation. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 3, the Bible said, "How shall we escape if we neglect," watch this, "so great salvation?" He didn't just call it salvation. He said it was so great salvation. What makes the salvation of the Lord so great? Hey, it's real. That's what makes it great. The salvation of Buddha is not great. It's not real. The salvation of Muhammad, Brother Charles, is not so great. Why? Because it's not so real.
Amen.
But the salvation of the Lord is the real deal.
Yes.
I got the real thing. You know what they used to call Coca-Cola, the real thing? I got the real thing. I got the real deal. I got the whole package when I accepted Christ into my heart as my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't. My buddies, when I got saved, one of my best friends said I would lose my religion. If religion was what I had gotten, I would have lost it long ago. Religion is like joining a social club. Matter of fact, that's what a lot of churches are today. They're social clubs. There's no outreach. There's no care for the fallen. There's no help for the hurting. It's a social club. Let me say it again. It's a social club. When you get mad at the social club, you can leave.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody hurts your feelings at the social club, you can leave. I didn't join religion. I got saved. Amen. I got saved. Let me tell you to say it again. I got saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. What are you saying? I realized I was a sinner on my way to hell, but yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, friend, and after that, the judgment. Hey, we're all going to stand before God. And as I stood as a 19-year-old boy, I stood before God guilty.
Yeah. Amen.
What were you guilty of? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I came to Christ. I had no way out. Somebody said, "Well, you can knock on doors and you can give to the poor." Yes, you can do all those things and die and go to hell.
That's right.
I know men who are my friends. I know men who put the beanie on their head. The little red beanie with a yellow tassel, and they'll stand with a 5-gallon bucket so many days a week. Spend the entire day out of their life collecting change for the children's hospital. Thank God for the children's hospital.
Yeah.
That's a good work.
Yes, sir.
I would say that's a good work.
Yeah.
Had it not been for them, a lot of your babies would have just been tossed aside because you didn't have the money to get help. That's a good thing.
Amen.
But it's not going to get you into heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody could write a check to the church this morning, pay our property off, and that would be a blessing.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't get them to heaven.
Amen.
Why? Here's the reason. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life.
Yes, sir.
And no man cometh unto the Father but by me." If you're not careful, this world wants to complicate salvation. They want to say salvation is what you do. Salvation is how good you can be. Salvation is what you have, what you plan to do. Or salvation is this or that. Salvation is not what you do. Salvation is what Jesus has already done. I heard it said like this, some spell salvation D-O, do. Some spell salvation D-O-N-T. It's like if you get saved, you can't do this, can't do that, you can't do this, can't do that. It's all this taken away, but putting nothing back in its place. Some spell salvation D-O, some spell it D-O-N-T, but I'm glad Jesus spells it D-O-N-E. It's done. I'm telling you, my friend favored me with such a great salvation. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for who? His friends. You know what the, you know what the world called him? You know what the publicans and the Pharisees said? They said he's a friend of publicans and sinners.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Thank God I didn't have to be, I may never even get to my next point. I thank God I never had to be born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was born in a broken home, lived in a little single wide trailer. I'm here to tell you I was a nothing from nowhere, a nobody going nowhere, but Jesus came by and was a friend to me and lifted me out of my sin, saved me, forgave me of everything I ever done. He favored me with so great a salvation. He forgave me, number two, as such a great sinner. Amen. He forgave me of all my sin. I want you to listen. You don't have to turn there for sake of time, but 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 15, the Bible said, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners," Paul said, "of whom I am chief."
Yeah,
I've had people tell me a lot of times, Brother Greg, you just don't know what I've done. I tell them Jesus will save you. You can have a home in heaven when you die.
Yes,
you know what's going to be sad? I love to be together with my family. My wife's cooked dinner for our family today, and my son-in-law and my daughter and my baby daughter and my son and his wife, and they're all going to come over, and we're going to have a meal together. I enjoy that.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy that. Well, you know there's a meal coming up. There's a big family reunion coming up. It's called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. We're all God's children. I can't imagine how long that table's going to be, Brother Greg. I thought about that. We was at Lockheed watching, seeing Brother Charles for his graduation. His retirement, And we stepped out in the hallway. I never fathomed that building. I drove by it. It just, you know, never thought much of it till I stood inside it. 45 acres. Under one building. We walked out in the hallway where we was having the little party, and Brother Charles said, "Look down the hall." And I went, man, it was like a tunnel. It had no end. I looked the other way, and I'm just picturing that table of the Lord like that. You ain't going to be able to see from one end of it to the other, but you're going to know everybody that's there. Get some of that, amen. Hallelujah. I can't imagine. It would be horrible today to sit around the table at my house and somebody say, "I wish Levi were here. I wish he hadn't died in that car wreck. I sure do miss him." But we'd have the assurance in our heart that we'd see him in heaven because he knew Christ as his Savior.
Yeah.
Well, what if we get to that final family reunion? It's going to be pitiful when we look around and some family is not there.
Right.
Some friend is not there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the only difference between the vilest sinner on the face of this earth and you is the grace of God.
That's right.
Amen. He forgave me as such a great sinner. There was nothing I could do that was unforgivable to him.
Amen.
Paul was a murderer of Christians.
Yeah.
Top that.
Okay. Yeah.
Top that.
Amen.
The lady at the well was a harlot. I mean, just to put it nicely.
Amen.
She'd had five husbands. And she's shacked up with the one she is with. Are you listening?
Amen.
Jesus told her all about herself.
Yeah.
You know what he did next? He gave her a well of water springing up into her into everlasting life.
Yes, sir.
He forgave her of everything she ever did.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Then he sent her back home. He forgave me as such a great sinner. You know what makes salvation so good? We're guiltless. I feel like a sorry dog sometimes, but in reality, I'm saved by the grace of God. My sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. He favored me with such a great salvation. He forgave me as such a great sinner. And He's still doing that. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us all unrighteousness. Thank you. What a blessing. Hey. These kids go outside and play. We've got a spot in our yard what should be grass, but it ain't. It's dirt. Anybody got a yard like that? That's most of mine. But the kids like to get out there and with their little trucks and play in that sand. They go out and they get dirty. They come in. Nana put them in the tub and clean them up.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Hey, I go out in the world, I get dirty, but I can come back to the altar and Jesus will clean me back up. Amen? He favored me with a great salvation. He forgave me as a great sinner. But listen to this. He furnish me with such great supplies. He's furnishing me with such great supplies. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 19. What's that say? But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Wow. Now when I think about my need and I look at my checking account, yesterday was Pop's birthday. I don't know what day it is, but we celebrated it yesterday. Yesterday was Nick and Amber's housewarming. I'm telling you, friendship gets expensive. Angie said, I told her, I'd been in Michigan, I come home. I said, I know what let's do. I said, it's a beautiful day this afternoon. Let's go to Sweetwater and hike the trail. She said, we can't. I said, why come? She said, we got to be at Nick and Amber's at 4:30, and then we got birthday party for Pop at 6 o'clock at your mama's. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. I said, uh-oh, that means we got to buy something. She said, yeah. She said, what you want to get them? Well, all I could get them was what I could get them according to my riches in Regions Bank. Does that make sense? All I could do was what I can do. I know what I'd like to do. I'd love to took my stepfather. I'd love to took Pop a 1971 Hemi Barracuda convertible. That's what I'd like to do. Oh, he'd like it too. Plum crazy. Ain't that what they call that color? That purple color. I'd just like to pull it up in his yard, romp down on the gas, whoop-ow, and say, happy birthday, Pop. Amen. I'd have liked to rented the real Superman to come see Nick or whatever, just whatever their wildest dreams. I'd love to be able to do that. But my resources are limited.
Amen.
Are you listening? But my Bible told me that He would supply all my need according to His riches in glory. My checking account balance may have a negative so-and-so. His is all plus. And the zeros go on and on and on and on and on and on and on throughout all eternity. What are you saying? I'm saying He owns it all. It's all His. Amen. He owns Wall Street. He owns Fort Knox over yonder in Kentucky. Probably ain't nothing in it no more, but He owns it. Amen. He owns the Federal Mint, whatever you call that place, the Reserve. He owns that. You got that? He owns all America's wealth. He owns China's wealth. They just don't know it. Are you listening? He owns Russia's wealth and Germany's wealth. He owns the wealth of the entire world.
Amen.
He's my Father. You know what the Bible says that makes me? An heir and a joint heir with Jesus. Woo! I mean, let that soak in. I mean, we look around at what we don't have. We don't have this and we don't have that. Why don't you look at what you do have? Hey, you have all your need met according to His riches in glory.
Amen.
Amen. He's favored me with such a great salvation, forgave me as such a great sinner, and He's furnished me with such great supplies. Now listen to this. He's filled my fellowship with such great friends. How about that? He's filled my fellowship with such great friends. Listen to me carefully. Before I was saved, as a 19-year-old boy, probably, I don't know, Stacy, what'd you say, seven or eight guys that stayed pretty close, seven or eight of us. Listen, I got born again, I got saved, I got adopted into the family of God. I couldn't begin to tell you. If all my, I'm talking about true friends. If all my true friends were here today, this building wouldn't hold them.
Amen.
When my father was killed in the big transfer truck accident just a while ago, just a couple of months, what's it been? It hadn't been long. My phone rang and it rang and it rang. I got text messages, emails, and phone calls for weeks. I'd pick up the phone. I cried so much because every time I turn around, I'd answer the phone. Somebody would be crying. Brother Eddie, I'm so sorry. I just heard about your dad. One preacher got his whole family in Louisiana, put them in the vehicle, came down here, rented a motel just to be here. Well, that's a friend. God did that for me. I didn't earn those friends. God put them in my life. And you know why they're such good friends? Because they're not just friends. They're brothers and sisters. Somebody said, why y'all call each other brother and sister? Because that's what we are. We've been adopted into the same family, the family of God. Stacy's not just my friend, he's my brother. And Shane's not just my friend, he's my brother. Brother Atkins is not just my friend, he's my brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Me and Joe's been through some dark times. But you know what? I ain't got a better friend in the world.
Amen.
Than that man right there.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because of family. Family will put up with a whole lot more than what just an acquaintance would. He's favored me with great friends. I wonder how many of you have been in a dilemma, a death in your family, maybe a bad surgery or whatever, and you didn't realize how much people loved you. Till the food started coming, and the card started coming, and the call started coming, and you went, wow, I can't believe this. When my son was in the wreck a few years ago when he was 16 years old, we got to the hospital. After just minutes of being in the hospital, there's 200 people there. The security guard, my son is at the point of death. He's in a coma. The security guard finds me and says, you got to do something with all these people. Well, brother, if that don't stir your heart. God did that for me. If that had been years ago before we were saved, there might have been 8-9 people in that room praying. But there were people in every waiting room of the hospital. They made a prayer room out of every waiting room at Floyd Medical Center. There were people praying all over that place, not only all over that place, but all over this country and in several other countries praying. God touched Brother Eddie's son. People who didn't even know him, never saw him, never met him, don't even know what he looked like, but they were my friends. I'm telling you, you can't beat the family of God. Let me just say, you can't. There is not another brotherhood or fellowship in America to beat the family of God. He favored me with such a great salvation. He forgave me as such a great sinner. He furnished me with great supplies. He's filled my fellowship with great friends. Listen, lastly, and I'm done. Finally, he's coming to get me, to take me to such a great home. Are you listening? Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 4. The Bible said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Jesus said in John chapter number 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Listen, this old world's not the end for me. I'm not tore all to pieces over the economy, because that's not where my hope is. I'm not all tore up over who has nukes and who don't. I'm not really. I mean, the very worst thing that could happen to me as far as this world's concerned is the very best thing that could happen to me. If these eyes close in death, they're going to open in glory. I'm on my way to heaven. Can you tell me that about yourself? Why? How can I know? Because I have a friend. I have a friend in Jesus Christ. He was my friend before I accepted him as my friend. Are you listening? I said he was my friend before I accepted him as my friend. He was my friend 2,000 years ago at Calvary when he died for the penalty of my sin. And one day I said, yes, Lord, I'll accept your friendship. I'll trust you as my Savior. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Let's stand our feet all over the house. Brother Todd, if y'all could come and get us a song this morning. I was thinking last night about all the friends I have, all the precious people that I know around this country. And I was just reminded that God gave me every one of them. Every one of them. And if you've got a friend, it's because the Lord put them in your life too. Let's bow our heads this morning. Nobody looking around, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. We're going to have a verse of invitation here in just a moment. But before we do, I wonder, there's somebody here today that say, "Preacher, I've never accepted Christ as my friend, as my Savior, as my Lord. Preacher, I don't know if I died just like I am, if heaven would be my home." If you can really know that you're going to spend forever in heaven when you die, I'd like to get that settled in my heart. Listen, friend, the Bible said, John wrote, "These things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life." You don't have to leave this morning in doubt. You don't have to leave this morning wondering. You can know when you walk out of this building today where you'll spend eternity after you die. Preacher, I'd like to get that settled in my heart. Just slip up your hand. I'd like to pray for you. I won't embarrass you. I wouldn't come to you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure where I'd spend eternity if I died today. Please pray for me. Anybody, just slip up your hand. God bless your heart. God bless you so much. Anybody else? Preacher, please pray for me. I really need to get this thing settled. I don't want to get to that great family reunion. Or I don't want my family to get to that great family reunion and me not be there. Preacher, pray I'd get this settled in my heart. Anybody else? Maybe you say, "Preacher, I'm saved. I know Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. But please pray for me. I've taken His friendship for granted. I've not told Him enough how much I love Him. Pray for me. I'd get back where I ought to be with my very, very best friend." God bless your hearts. Thank you so much. Fathers, we come before you again this morning. God, we thank you for a good day. We thank you for great friends. And Father, we thank you for the greatest friend of all. And Lord, that's you. Lord, thank you for putting up with us. Couldn't nobody ever love us like you do. God, we just want to give you glory for that. And Father, you saw the hands that were raised. You know every heart. Please have your way in this invitation. And Lord, we'll give you glory for what you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.